This is KUT. You might be surprised to hear that Sweden is the world's third biggest exporter of music. ABBA, Ace of Base, Avicii, and the guy who invented Spotify, all Swedes. And when Swedish musicians travel outside their country, one of their first stops is South by Southwest here in Austin. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey met up with some of them to find out one thing. What makes Swedish music so popular?
Maybe it's the clothes. Lead singer of the Swedish duo The Magnets.
I am Rebecca Digervall, and I'm from Sweden, Pajala, Sweden.
She's wearing a long black shawl. She's got a black bob, John Lennon specs. We're at Threadgills at an all-Swedish showcase. I bring up my favorite Swedish artist, Robin. I'm in the corner, watching you kiss. So does Rebecca's band sound like Robin?
We have a new wave, sort of electro feel to it, and yeah, with catchy melodies and all that Swedish stuff.
Yes, that Swedish stuff. As far as I can tell, it's pretty powerful. Think of all the Swedes you might have heard of. Ace of Base. Newer artists like Tove Lo. You're gone and I gotta stay high. Viva Ray.
Just being Swedish is sort of like they're Swedish, I'll go see that. And sort of like, I feel like that's the impression that we're very good at music and melodies and all that. I think that's ABBA's fault or something, I don't know.
Maybe it is, but there's got to be other reasons. An article published in 2013 offered 8 reasons why Swedish pop is so great. Here's just 2 from Atlantic writer Nolan Feeney. First, Swedes speak English well, so American audiences can sing along. Second, the Swedish government's generous. It put aside more than $200 million this year for the performing arts. But what about that Swedish stuff? I went back to the musicians for an answer. I found Niklas Berglund from the band Rochambeau.
Why do you think Swedish music is so popular in the US?
Is it?
I think it is.
Berglund was obliging and said maybe it had to do with a so-called Swedish sound.
Swedes tend to, when they play with analog instruments, to be melancholic and try to be pretentious deep. Yeah. Like us.
Before we could finish our interview, though, a young woman jumped out of her car. She'd written her number on a piece of paper. She handed it to Berglund.
Nice to meet you guys.
I'll give this a check.
Okay,
later.
You should call me.
Berglund couldn't remember where he'd met this woman or why she wanted to hang out with him. But maybe that's it. Maybe Swedish cool is as indefinable as it is undeniable. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News. If we're all